This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, good afternoon, folks. It's 5 p.m. Tuesday, October the 27th, 2020. We'll call the City Council meeting to order. We start our meeting with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. The invocation will be led by Councilmember Jacqueline Soriano-Fontaine, and pledge of allegiance by Councilmember Jennifer McCann. Join us if you'd like.
Let us bow if you wish. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come here before you tonight, Lord. We ask you for wisdom and guidance as we make decisions that will affect our citizens. Lord, we ask that you protect our employees, Lord, that you shelter them and that you put a hedge of protection over them so that we can continue to do our city's work. In the Son Jesus Christ we pray, amen.
Flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now join me for the Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Test when that screen's not up there, isn't it?
Next item, number three, is the roll call. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one.
Jennifer McCann, place one, present.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano-Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano-Fontaine, place three, present.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four.
Councilman John Ryder, present.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five.
Jody Nicholas, place five, present.
Okay, thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. So we have everybody here. We have a quorum. Item number four, mayoral proclamations and presentations. Number one, proclamation declaring November 2nd through November 6th, 2020 as Municipal Court Week. And I'll go ahead and read this from the dais, and then we'll present it. And I see Judge Hall's here and his team. Proclamation Municipal Court Week. Whereas the Municipal Court of Harker Heights, a time-honored and vital part of the city of Harker Heights, has existed since 1960, and whereas more people, citizens and non-citizens alike, come in personal contact with municipal courts than all other Texas courts combined, and public impression of the entire Texas judicial system is largely dependent upon the public's experience in municipal court. And whereas municipal judges and court personnel continually strive to improve the administration of justice and have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all, and conform to the standards set by the canons of judicial conduct. And whereas it is most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the 923 Texas municipal courts and salute their critical role in preserving public safety, protecting the quality of life in Texas communities, and deterring future criminal behavior. Now, therefore, I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, do hereby proclaim the week of November 2nd through November 6th, 2020, as Municipal Court Week, and further extend appreciation to all Harker Heights Municipal Court personnel for the vital services they perform and their exemplary dedication to our community. In witness whereof, I sign this proclamation and have affixed the seal of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, this 27th day of October, 2020, signed Spencer H. Smith, Mayor. How do we want to do this? Can he come through? You just have to jump a rope or something? Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to say a few brief words on behalf of the court and the court staff. As you know, here in Bell County, there are different levels of court. We have district courts, we have county courts, and of course, we have municipal courts. And as you alluded to, legal statistics show that for most citizens, the primary experience that they have in the judicial process is at the municipal court level. This year, especially in our country, there's been much discussion about the quality of our justice system. And for the citizens of Harker Heights, I think that their experience in justice is often set right here in this building, in this court. And I believe that we provide a fair, accessible, dependable court process. We provide a court system that our citizens can take pride in. So I thank you for recognizing this court and this staff. Joining me here with Judge Potvin is all the employees that make the Harker Heights Municipal Court work so well. So again, you address problems in the city and you address good things in the city, but I believe you can take faith that our court system is something you can take pride in. But again, it's that communication and that quality that this staff here works for on a daily basis. So thank you for recognizing us. Thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. Thank you, Judge. The second item under mayoral proclamations and presentations to proclaim declaring November 6, 2020 as Texas Arbor Day. Whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed a tree planting holiday to be called Arbor Day to the Nebraska State Board of Agriculture, which is now observed throughout the nation and world. And whereas in 1889, the citizens of Temple, Texas authored an Arbor Day resolution, which the Texas legislature passed into law to encourage the planting of trees in the state. And whereas trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cut heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce life-giving oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife. And whereas trees are not only a renewable resource, but also beautify our community, increase property values, and are a source of joy and spiritual renewal. And whereas the city of Harker Heights has been a Tree City USA member since 2011, and earlier this year received our 9 years accreditation as such. And whereas the city of Harker Heights hosts the official Texas Arbor Day 2020 and proudly leads the state in growing Texas traditions. Now, therefore, I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, do hereby proclaim November 6, 2020 to be Texas Arbor Day in the City of Harker Heights and urge all citizens to celebrate Texas Arbor Day by planting a tree to promote the well-being of this and future generations. In witness whereof, I've set my hand and affixed the seal of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, this 27th day of October, 2020, signed Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, City of Harker Heights.
Thank you, Mayor. Real quickly, this is Jeff Ashe, Parks and Recreation Director. I did want to say a few words in regards to Texas Arbor Day 2020, because this is an extra special Texas Arbor Day. You mentioned in the proclamation that Harker Heights is the official Texas Arbor Day site, but I want to just kind of expand on what that means. We are the host site for the entire state of Texas's Arbor Day celebration. Normally, that would mean an in-person celebration, all kinds of activities. Essentially a carnival celebrating trees at one of our parks or a designated area. Obviously, this year is a little bit different, so that's not happening quite that way. But our staff, the A&M Forest Service, and multiple other organizations have worked hard so that we can continue to try to do something in regards to Texas Arbor Day. And I would invite everyone to join us. We'll have an online celebration, which kind of makes it a little bit more special because people all over the state of Texas can celebrate with us at the same time. We will have a ceremony in which we honor some folks in our area who have done some special things in regards to Arbor Day or trees in Harker Heights. And though it's different, we are still excited about it. So that's on November 6th. And I do also want to extend a thank you to Adam Trujillo, who is our Activity Center Specialist here, who has done a massive amount of work on this. Not only the reason that we have Texas Arbor Day is because of the work he put in sending a proposal for Harker Heights to be the host site. But obviously, you know, it sounds like it's less work because there's not an in-person event. It has absolutely been more work. They have gone out there weekly to try to figure out how they're going to broadcast this ceremony online. He has been a true all-star in this event, and we just want to make sure we thank him, but all of those that have been involved. We still think this is going to be a great celebration. We're very excited.
Good. Okay, next item number five, consent items, and item number one, discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meeting held on October 13th, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Okay, Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. I would like to move that we accept the minutes as written for the month of October 13, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, my second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, all those in favor, can't do that. We're gonna poll the council. Okay, Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Moving on to item number two under consent items. Discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending ordinance 2020-06. Of the Harker Heights Code to extend the public health emergency declaration through January 31st, 2021, and take the appropriate action. Do I have a motion? Okay. Oh,
make
well,
that motion, Mayor.
Yeah, okay. You make a motion. Well, use your button over there. Yeah, okay, so Councilman Ryder, motion to approve. Okay, Councilmember Nicholas.
I second that.
Okay, get everything squared away here, all this technology.
John, if you just raise your hand, I'll push your button for you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes. Okay,
thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes 5-0 unanimously. Next item number three under consent items, discuss and consider a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, establishing its policy and procedures for public comments, rules of decorum, and presentations at open meetings of the City Council and take the appropriate action. And do we have a motion? Okay, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, establishing its policy and procedures for public comments, rules of decorum, and presentations at open meetings of the City Council.
Okay, thank you. And Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. I would like to second. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Okay, item number six, presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code Section 551.042, prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Yes, this is Jeffrey K. Harris, 1102 Windhill Road.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
And I'd like to commend staff, specifically the city manager, Jeff, Parks and Rec Director, and Mr. Bart for help clearing up some of the misunderstandings of the election from the county. First 2 days were pretty hectic, and a lot of people didn't understand what the rules of engagement were. And they came out and showed that the candidates were doing the right thing. And also the polling officials were, they were lacking some information that they provided clarity. And I just want to make sure, you know, thank them for that and make sure that we've got a list of some of the issues and concerns for the next upcoming elections. Mute.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Harris. Do we have anyone else that would like to speak?
If there's any citizen on the line that would like to speak at this time, they can unmute their phones by pressing star six.
Good evening. This is Linda Nash, 2006 Sundance Drive. I just wanted to give an update or some feedback on our food drive for the last two weekends of October. We distributed over 2,000 boxes of food and over 2,000 gallons of milk, and it was a complete success. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Nash. Again, do we have any other citizens that would like to present? Okay. Hearing none, we'll close the presentation by citizens and move on to item number seven, which is public hearings, and I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on to item number eight, old business number one. Discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harkrites, Texas, authorizing a change in the plate vest level listed in the city's previous application for a grant in the amount of $86,130.44 through the Criminal Justice Division Grant Program for the purchase of 38 ProTec DT206C Level 3 plate vests with accessories and for RAM1 SWAT heavy vest, authorizing the city manager to sign on behalf of the city and take the appropriate action. Police Chief.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I come before you this evening to correct an oversight. The vest we had listed were correct vest. However, the rating was listed as a 3A, which is only a Magnum type caliber, and we needed it for rifle resistance. Once the Office of the Governor approved the grant, they came back and said it's been approved. However, we needed the resolution to reflect a level 3, not a level 3A, and that's why we're back before you. I'm here to answer any questions if you have some.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Any questions from the council? Okay, thank you, Chief. Okay, it's to the council to have a motion. Okay, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Seems like there'd be such a simple change here, Chief. I'd make a huge motion here, but I'm happy to make this motion to approve the amended resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, authorizing a change in the plate vest level listed in the city's previous application for a grant in the amount of $86,130.44 through the Criminal Justice Division Grant Program for the purchase of 38 ProTech DT206 Charlie Level 3 plate vests with accessories and 4 Ram 1 SWAT heavy vests, and authorize the city manager to sign on behalf of the city.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Councilmember Fontaine, Jacqueline Soriano, and I would like to second.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, vote yes.
Okay. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. The next item is item nine, new business. Item number one, discuss and consider approving the City of Harker Heights Coronavirus Relief Fund, CRF, Small Business Grant Awards for Phase One in the amount of $89,468.50 and take the appropriate action. Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. As you know, the City of Harker Heights collaborated with the Central Texas Council of Government, CITCOG, to administer this program. CITCOG has administered the Bell County's business grant program as well as the City of Belton's program. The funding that was set aside for our small business grant program phase one was established by the CARES Act. On September 22nd, the City Council approved $89,468.50, which was 20% of the initial allocation received by the city. The application period for the grant program closed Friday at 5 p.m. October 16th. The grant process received 31 grants and 30 met specifications identified with the eligibility requirements of the application. CITCOG supplied two recommendations for consideration. First, split the funds equally amongst the 30 eligible applicants, resulting in each receiving $2,982.28. Second recommendation was to fund the businesses as first come, first serve, which would result in the first 29 applicants receiving $3,000 and the 30th applicant receiving $2,468.50. It's important to note that there's also a third recommendation normally given by CITCOG would be based on scoring. But after further investigation, there was an insignificant change in funding amounts compared to the above recommendation, so no third recommendation was provided. And with that, Council, I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions from the Council? Council Member Fontaine.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to know, Jerry, on the was there anything in our qualification that set, that dictated that the first 30 would be the ones to be selected by any chance that we?
No, ma'am.
No?
Okay. No, ma'am.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Bark? Okay, I bring it to Council to have a motion. Okay, Council Member Nicholas.
Yes, Mayor, this is Jacqueline Soria. Oh, sorry,
yep.
I'm sorry, Jody.
Did you change your name?
She's so excited to be here today, just don't mind.
Okay, without further ado, Council Member Nicholas.
Motion to approve the City of Harker Heights Coronavirus Relief Fund, CRF, Small Business Grant Awards for Phase One in the amount of $89,468.50.
Okay, and second, Councilmember Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine.
And she said, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I would like to second.
Okay, good. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, uphold. Yeah, where?
I'm sorry, I would need a recommendation either the first. Fund them equally or fund the first 29 at 3,000 and the last one at 24.
Okay.
Right. Mayor, I think the staff's recommendation will be to just do it equally, but again, it's your council decision on how to do that.
Okay, Councilmember Nicholas, so again, do you want to restate that with the recommendation of which one we recommend?
Sure. I make a motion to approve the City of Harker Heights Coronavirus Relief Fund CRF Small Business Grant Awards for Phase 1 in the equal amounts of the amount of $89,468.50.
Okay, good. And Councilmember Soriano Fontaine, do you still keep a second on that?
Yes, sir. I would like to second that.
Okay, good. We've got that clarified. Is that everything that you need for that?
Sure.
Okay, good. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on this item? I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. And Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Item number two under new business, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, awarding a contract for the Lynn Drive demolition project in the amount of $65,250 to Sierra Contracting Corporation, parentheses DBA Sierra Demolition, close parentheses, authorize the city manager to sign on behalf of the city and take the appropriate action, planning and development director.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. This is the second part of the demolition project for Lynn Drive. As you recall, a couple of weeks ago, we had a resolution for the asbestos abatement portion of these units. And so this is for the actual demolition of the units. And Gary, thank you. As you can see on the map provided, these are the, there's 18 structures and 21 living units, because a couple of those structures are duplexes. And so these are the project, this is the project bounds that we're bringing before you tonight. We did send out bid packets to nine, or invitations to bid to nine contractors, including ACESIS, who's the asbestos remediating project manager. And of those, we did receive three bids. They were Sierra Contracting Corporation, Division 7 Waterproofing, and Highway 195 Used Auto Parts. Of those three, Sierra Contracting Corporation was the low bidder at $65,250. The project would include demolishing the structures as shown in the map, removal of debris, sidewalk slabs, and capping all utilities, and grading and vegetating the surfaces, ensuring that they are mow ready for future code enforcement actions. The funds for this project have been included in the code enforcement nuisance abatement budget in the 2021 fiscal year general fund, and staff does recommend approval of this resolution. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Molise. Councilmember Nicholas.
Hi, Joseph. What about the other houses that are not being demoed?
That's an excellent question. So of the remaining structures, an additional 10 of them went to the Building Standards Commission in February of 2019. And I'm sorry, it was in spring of February 19, it got delayed. And those were ordered to be demolished, but the property owner has appealed those. And so the that process is undergoing the appeals process. And that leaves a remaining five, which at the time were occupied. And it's our understanding that now only one of those units is occupied, so we will be bringing those before the Building Standards Commission at a later date.
Any other questions for Mr. Molise? Okay, thank you. It's been a long time coming. Okay, do I have a motion from the council? Okay, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, awarding a contract for the Lynn Drive demolition project in the amount of $65,250 to Sierra Contracting Corporation, DBA Sierra Demolition, and authorize the city manager to sign on behalf of the city.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second? Okay, Mr. Ryder.
Yeah, Mayor, I'll make a second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Item number three, under new business, discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harkrights, Texas, adopting and extending its water conservation plan as revised and drought contingency plan for a period of 5 years, providing for review for the purpose of readoption in 5 years, and providing that such plan shall continue in full force and effect until readoption and take the appropriate action. Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality requires drought contingency plan and water conservation plan updates at least once every 5 years. There are no proposed revisions to the drought contingency plan. Proposed revisions to the water conservation plan include the water loss 5-year goal was changed from 9% to 11%. The base per capita water use was changed from 143 to 141 gallons per day. The water loss 10-year goal was changed from 8 to 10%. So the previous 5- and 10-year water loss goals were much lower than what the city has been able to achieve to date. For 2019, our actual water loss was 11.63%, and our base per capita water use goal was lowered slightly. And you can see for 2019, we had 147 gallons per day for the per capita water use. And I'd be glad to answer any questions on that section for you.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Hyde? Okay, Mr. Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Mark, how can you describe this in layman's terms? Does this mean we're doing well, or are we behind the curve, or what's going on here?
Well, actually, I think our water loss numbers are artificially high because when we go do waterline flushing, fire hydrants, we're not able to meter those all the time. And so when we estimate the water loss, I think we're estimating low, which causes our unaccounted for water to go up. So what I'd like to do is work with our staff to standardize that a little bit better to where our water loss numbers, you know, shrink down. And we can, there are more aggressive techniques for leak detection that we can employ. We need to spend some money to do that, but those are certainly options that we can do in the future.
Okay, so this doesn't also account for like water main breaks then either then, or that can attribute to some of the loss as well?
Yes, sir. The water main breaks.
Especially out in my area.
And we estimate those losses, so if we're estimating low, that 11.63% could be artificially high, if that makes sense to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Mitchell.
Thank you, Mayor. Mark, talk a little bit about, you mentioned the flushing of the lines, how often we do that, and what's the process on that? Because we do it quite often. I just want council to be aware of that.
Yes, sir. We're by TCEQ regulations, we are supposed to flush all of the dead-end lines at least once each month. And that's a big undertaking. We have a full-time person. Half of his time goes towards the line flushing, and the other half is for our backflow prevention program. And so the flushing of the lines, it's huge. It's millions and millions of gallons every month to keep everything clean and fresh. And so it's ongoing.
to address that a little bit there, Mark, then if this is a statute requirement by TECQ, why would they hold that against us as far as water usage?
Well, they're really not holding this against us. These are goals that we put in ordinance that we try to achieve to get our numbers where they need to be. For example, the base per capita water use of 147 gallons that we used last year. So the Texas Water Development Board, the BRA Region G, they wish to see that number across Texas to be at 140 gallons. So that's the number we're trying to reach. So these are just working goals. There are no penalties associated with this.
It's just targets to reach to try to lower the usage.
Yes.
But I mean, when you're flushing a line, it's going to take exactly, 5 million gallons or whatever it takes. There's no exactly this is the number, because when you're cleaning the line, I'm sure you have to do it until it's clean and then
Correct.
It meets
yes,
the standard,
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions on this first portion for Mr. Hyde? Okay, seeing none, if you'll please continue.
Okay, the second portion is on water audits and leak detection. So the metering of fire hydrants was deleted. A little bit on the water line flushing, you're trying to get 5 to 6 gallons per minute, gallons per second of velocity going through the water main. And what the fire hydrant meter attached to the fire hydrant, you're just not going to get there. There's too much of a restriction. And so we do require the fire hydrant meters for contractors for their use. They work great. But for the city, for the fire department and for the maintenance crews, it's just not practical. So I'm deleting that out of the water conservation plan. That section would come out.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Hyde on the second portion? Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. Could you elaborate a little bit about the sonic acoustic survey of the system? How to conduct a thorough sonic or acoustic survey of the system. How is that done?
They have, the Texas Water Development Board has a leak detection meter that picks up really soft signals, and you can place it on a fire hydrant or on a valve or exposed water main, and you can listen and actually hear the water moving through the pipe. In areas where you have a leak, it's louder than others. So we have used that up on Boulder Run and in some areas of the city before, and it's free. We get it from the Water Development Board. We just call ahead and they send it to us.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Hyde? Okay. And did you want to sum up on that?
Yes, sir. And these changes that I've recommended, staff does recommend approval on those.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. No more questions. Okay, everybody's good with that. Okay, do you have a motion, Mr. Ryder?
Yes, Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance amending Chapter 52, the Water and Sewers of the City of Harker Heights, Drought Contingency Plan and Water Conservation Plan for water customers.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember McCann.
I'd like to second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place 1, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place 1, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place 4, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place 4, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place 5, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place 5, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item under new business, number 4.
discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, authorizing the city manager to enter into a contract with Santex Truck Centers Limited, DBA Kyrish Government Group Slant Kyrish Truck Center, for the refurbishment of the Harker Heights Fire Department 1996 E-1 Slant Freightliner Pumper in the amount of $227,132, and take the appropriate action. Fire Chief.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. This is Paul Sims, Fire Chief. This is my first in-person council meeting and since March, so it's good to be back. excuse me. The department began to recognize the need for discussion regarding the refurbishment of this 1996 reserve pumper back in mid-2019. Had discussions with Mr. Mitchell, and he allowed that to proceed forward so we could capture what some numbers would look like. We developed a scope of work and identified two potential options as it pertained to the project. The first option was a complete refurbishment of the entire truck that included using the existing chassis that is on the truck. And the second option was a replacement of the chassis with a new one and the refurbishment of the existing body, pump, and other components of their apparatus. And after discussion with several of the vendors, it was determined that the option two was the best approach, primarily because the current chassis had an equivalent mileage of about 250,000 plus when you consider actual miles and you consider the hours that are on the apparatus. In addition, we learned during this process that we could proceed through the Houston Galveston Area Council, also known as HGAC, cooperative purchasing process. Furthermore, we reached out to as many as five vendors and received responses from three of those vendors. The first one, Santex Truck Centers Limited, doing business as Kyrish Government Group, Kyrish Truck Center located here in Killeen, Texas. Their cost for option two, $227,132. Fire Trucks Unlimited out of Henderson, Nevada. Their option two cost was $289,638. Sidney Martin Emergency Group out of Houston provided a no bid letter. An SVI refurb from Fort Collins, as well as Fireline Equipment out of New Holland, Pennsylvania, had a no submittal. It is important to note that this project is over budget from the amount that was approved in the fixed asset process early in the budget process, over budget by $6,932. It has been determined that these funds are available in the fixed asset fund to offset this amount. Staff recommends approval of the resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into this contract. I would be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. Mr. Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Chief Sims, I have a couple questions for you. Was the truck at this under this pumper here, was it becoming close to being inoperable as far as as why you're having to do these renovations or upgrades on it?
Inoperable, that might be a little bit heavy-handed as far as that goes. The life of this truck is 25 years old, 24 years old. By the time it's all complete, I think it'll be 25. And that's a common lifespan, 20 to 25 years for a fire truck in a frontline status, as we call it, and a reserve status. This truck served the majority of its years in a frontline status. And it's got a lot of pump issues. It's a compartment doors don't open and close appropriately. It has a lot of leaks of fluids, and you know it's reached its end of life capacity.
So with this refurbishment, then how long will it extend its life?
This with the type of refurbishment that we are going to be doing, it would give it another 20-25 years.
Okay, and what kind of warranty comes with this?
Standard warranty on the chassis, a 1-year warranty, and as well as the components of the refurb of the pump and apparatus.
Okay.
Body itself.
And it looks like I don't know if it was part of the bids, but being that you went with obviously the lowest bidder there in Killeen, Texas, but you're saving on the transportation costs of having to ship it back and forth.
Absolutely. The transportation to and from Nevada was probably going to approach $5,000 just in my research.
All right. Thank you. Sounds like it's a good deal.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions from the council? And this is Mayor Smith. I got a couple questions for you, Chief. So where will the refurbishment occur?
It will occur at their facility over off of Roy Reynolds.
Off of Roy Reynolds. Okay. That's real close. And what's the timeline for the refurbishment? How long do they think it would take?
They tell me about 120 days.
Okay. That's pretty fast. And again, what's the acceptance process for their work? Do they allow you to go out and you've got a hit list, a punch list on it before you accept it?
Absolutely. Our scope of work is extremely detailed, and we have met with the vendors that did submit proposals, and knowing what we know today as far as the numbers that the Kyrish agency has put forth, we spent a lot of extra time with them in determining that, make sure that they understood our needs there. But to further answer your question better is, absolutely, we will go through our own punch list with that apparatus prior to taking acceptance of it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor, for allowing me to have this alibi. This is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. While the truck is being refurbished, what's the plan to make sure that we have the proper equipment in place to respond to any situation we may have?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. We have been working. I've already worked out an agreement with the Killeen Fire Department. Should we need the use of an apparatus, we have done that in the past on a short-term basis. But I've also worked and had discussions with the Temple Fire Department. They have an apparatus that they're actually getting rid of. And they've graciously, and a handshake agreement at the moment, there's going to be paperwork following that said that we could use this apparatus for the period of time that we need it. So the plan is that we'll get the documentation together, bring it forth to Mr. Mitchell for approval in that regard, and then we will take possession of that apparatus and outfit it with the stuff that's going to come off of the apparatus that's going for refurb. That way it's ready to go when we need it.
Excellent, Chief. Thank you for giving us peace of mind.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Chief Sims, I had one additional question. What would a brand new truck cost rather than a refurbished truck?
Well, another good question. There's apples and oranges there. If I were to buy another truck just like this one, it'd be, you know, $350,000 to $400,000. If I were to buy one that is what we consider in the fire service industry a custom apparatus, and what I mean by that is that the chassis is built by the manufacturer, the body is built by the manufacturer. When you buy a commercial grade fire truck like this one, well, you're getting a Freightliner or an International, or it could be even, you know, a Chevrolet as far as the chassis goes. So you get that as it is. When you get a custom one, they build it from stem to stern, top to bottom. And those can be somewhere in the neighborhood of $600,000.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions of the fire chief? Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion from the council? Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor. Thank you. This is Councilmember Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, and I would like to move to approve a resolution of the City Council of City of Harker Heights, Texas, authorizing the city manager to enter into a contract with Centex Truck Centers, LTD, DBA, Kyrish Government Group, /Kyrish Truck Center, in the amount of $227,132 for the refurbishment of the 1996 Echo-1/firefighter apparatus.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ryder?
I'd second that motion, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place 1, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place 1. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place 4. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place 4. Votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place 5. How do you vote?
This is Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item on the agenda is item number 10, closed meeting. Number one, announce a closed meeting for the following purposes. A, pursuant to 551, section 551.074 of the Texas Government Code to deliberate the appointment of public officers to the Planning and Zoning Commission and Building Standards Commission, and B, pursuant to section 551.074 of the Texas Government Code to deliberate the appointment of public officers for the Board of Adjustment. Time is now 5:50, and we'll be going into closed meeting at this time.